Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Both presidential candidates hit the campaign trail again today. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigned in Durham, North Carolina, urging the crowd to vote to start undoing what President Trump has done to the U.S.
He didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
Biden attended Mass in Delaware before heading to the campaign trail. Meanwhile, President Trump made a rare visit to a church in Las Vegas this morning.
We are telling you, you better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us. You understand that? And we happen to be right. So get out there on November 3rd or sooner and do your thing.
Trump also visited the non-denominational church as a candidate in 2016. He will hold a fundraiser in Santa Ana, California, before returning to Nevada tonight for a campaign rally and heads to Arizona tomorrow. And less than 2 weeks before the election, both President Trump and his rival, Joe Biden, are scheduled to debate again this week in Nashville, Tennessee, and this will be the final debate. And Piers Mara Liasson has more.
The debate would be the last chance for a face-to-face confrontation between Biden and Trump. Biden has confirmed that he will attend, but he has said both candidates should have to take COVID tests before the debate. Trump has not confirmed his attendance, but he has criticized the moderator, NBC correspondent Kristen Welker, for being biased against him. Last week's debate was canceled. It would have been the second of three planned debates. Instead, the candidates held dueling televised town halls. Biden's town hall was heavy on policy discussion, while the big headline out of Trump's town hall was his refusal to condemn QAnon, a far-right conspiracy group that the FBI has said was a potential domestic terror threat. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
The British government has told the European Union's top negotiator not to bother coming to London this week to continue talks on a post-Brexit trade deal. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, the EU says its plans to keep trying haven't changed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says it's pointless to hold this week's scheduled round of talks on reaching a trade agreement after EU leaders told Britain it needs to change its positions. UK Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told the BBC it's Brussels which has to budge.
We're certainly not saying if they do change their position, we can't talk to them.
Long-standing disagreements remain over regulations to govern the two sides' relationship starting January when the post-Brexit transition period ends. There's an additional irritant now with a British plan to declare it has unilateral rights to change the internationally negotiated situation on the border between the UK's Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Colorado, thousands are under evacuation orders as a new fire, the Calwood Fire near Boulder, broke out yesterday and continues to grow. Fire officials say that fire has burned more than 8,000 acres. And fire crews are also battling the Cameron Peak wildfire, the largest in state history. That fire has burned more than 202,000 acres and is 62% contained. The cause of both fires is under investigation. Nigeria is calling for nationwide protests to end. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, thousands have been taking to the streets for more than a week to protest police brutality.
At the protests, young people have told stories about how officers from Nigeria's special anti-robbery squad often demanded bribes, how their friends and family have been beaten and shot for refusing to pay. President Muhammadu Buhari has announced that he would disband the unit, but the protesters say they want more justice and an end to corruption. After meeting with the president of Nigeria's Senate, Ahmed Lawan, said the government had accepted the demands of protesters, so there was no reason for them to stay on the streets.
The time has come for the protests to stop.
The country's military has also issued similar warnings, but protest organizers say they plan a vigil in Lagos tonight. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
And in France, a four-week curfew is getting underway in Paris and several other cities to curb a resurgent coronavirus outbreak. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.